I assess that a large preponderance of evidence indicates SARS-CoV-2, the virus that causes COVID, entered humans through a research incident. Four key facts support my assessment. First, COVID emerged in Wuhan, a city that is 800 miles from the closest bats harboring SARS-CoV-2-like viruses that could have served as progenitors of SARS-CoV-2, but that contains lab that prior to the outbreak were conducting the world's largest research program on bat SARS viruses, possessed the world's largest collection of bat SARS viruses, and possessed the virus most closely similar to SARS-CoV-2. The large distance between Wuhan and bats harboring SARS-CoV-2-like viruses points away from a natural origin of COVID, and Wuhan's status as the global epicenter of research on bat SARS viruses points toward a research origin of COVID. Second, in the 4 years preceding the outbreak, Wuhan labs performed research that placed them on a trajectory to obtain SARS viruses having high pandemic potential, and in 2018, 1 year before the outbreak, Wuhan labs proposed research to obtain SARS viruses having even higher pandemic potential and features that match in detail the features of SARS-CoV-2. Wuhan labs performed high-risk virus discovery and gain-of-function research on bat SARS viruses. In their virus discovery research, Wuhan researchers searched for new bat viruses in caves in southern China, brought samples to Wuhan, and sequenced, cultured, and characterized new viruses in Wuhan. In their gain-of-function research, Wuhan researchers genetically modified bat SARS viruses, constructing viruses having enhanced ability to infect human cells and having enhanced viral growth and enhanced lethality in mice engineered to possess human receptors for SARS viruses, so-called humanized mice. Already in 2015, scientists expressed concern that the Wuhan Institute of Virology was conducting research that posed unacceptably high risk. At a 2015 Royal Society and National Academies meeting on gain-of-function research and its oversight, the research on bat SARS viruses by the Wuhan Institute of Virology and its collaborators was singled out as the research most likely of all research in the world to trigger a pandemic. In 2017 to 2018, with NIH funding, the Wuhan Institute of Virology constructed genetically modified SARS viruses that combined the spike gene from one bat SARS virus with the rest of the genetic information from another bat SARS virus. Obtaining new viruses that efficiently infected human cells and obtaining at least one new virus that exhibited 10,000 times enhanced viral growth in lungs and 1 million times enhanced viral growth in brains and 3 times enhanced lethality in humanized mice. In 2018, just 1 year before the outbreak, in an NIH grant proposal, the Wuhan Institute of Virology and collaborators proposed to construct additional genetically modified SARS viruses, proposing to construct viruses having spikes with even higher binding affinities for human SARS receptors, seeking viruses having even higher pandemic potential. Also in 2018, just 1 year before the outbreak, in a DARPA grant proposal, the Wuhan Institute of Virology and its collaborators proposed to construct genetically modified SARS viruses having a furin cleavage site, a feature associated with increased viral growth and increased transmissibility. They proposed to insert the furin cleavage site at the spike gene S1-S2 border and to construct the viruses by synthesizing 6 nucleic acid building blocks and assembling them using the reagent BSMB1. Third, Wuhan labs performed this research on SARS viruses using an inadequate biosafety standard, just biosafety level 2, and inadequate personal protective equipment, just gloves and a lab coat. Lab accidents that result in infection or release are common, even at biosafety levels higher than biosafety level 2. For context, the original SARS virus, SARS-CoV-1, caused lab-acquired infections in Singapore at biosafety level 3, in Beijing twice at biosafety level 3, and in Taipei at biosafety level 4. For further context, SARS-CoV-2 itself caused lab-acquired infections in Beijing in 2020 at biosafety level 3 and in Taipei in 2021 at biosafety level 3. The Wuhan lab's use of biosafety level 2 for research on bat SARS viruses would have posed a high risk, a very high risk, of infection of lab staff upon encountering a virus having the aerosol transmission properties of SARS-CoV-2. Fourth, in 2019, a novel SARS virus having a spike with extremely high binding affinity for human SARS receptors, a furin cleavage site inserted at the spike S1-S2 border, and a genome sequence with features enabling assembly from six synthetic nucleic acid building blocks using the reagent BSMB1, a virus having the exact features proposed in the 2018 NIH and DARPA proposals, emerged on the doorstep of Wuhan Institute of Virology. SARS-CoV-2 is the only one of more than 800 known SARS viruses that possesses a furin cleavage site. Mathematically, this observation alone implies that the probability of finding a natural SARS virus possessing a furin cleavage site is less than 1 in 800. Taken together, the presence of a spike having an extremely high affinity for human SARS receptors, the presence of a furin cleavage site inserted at the spike S1-S2 border, the genome sequence enabling assembly from six synthetic nucleic acid building blocks using the reagent BSMB1, and the 1-4-1 match between these features and the features proposed in the 2018 NIH and DARPA proposals make an extremely strong case, a smoking gun, for a research origin. In summary, multiple lines of secure evidence point to a research origin. By contrast, as I hope I will have the opportunity to review in response to questions, no, zero secure evidence points toward a natural origin. Thank you.